Shalom Aleichem, everyone, as we prepare for Shabbos, Parshas Vayera, Parshas HaAkeda, an extraordinary parasha with so much in it from which we could learn. I'd like, before my first Dvar Torah, to preface it by relating to a Gemara in Brachos Daf Hei, I believe it's in Perek Chelek as well, where the Gemara tells us a rule. Literally, the person who's jailed cannot free himself from jail. He needs someone from the outside to free him. Now, this is mentioned in the Gemara as a marshal for somebody who needs help in the Bezin Shamayla, needs help from heaven. Specifically, the Gemara relates that Rabbi Yechanan had an ability to help a person who's ill become healed. The Gemara cryptically says, Yohiv lo yode, mitzay. He gave him his hand, in other words, Rabbi Yechanan held on to his hand and was able to heal him from his yisurim, from the pain that he was having. Yet the Gemara says that when Rabbi Yechanan himself was sick, he needed someone else to help him. And the Gemara asks, why? It says, Ein chavish mater asma yibbeis asurim. The person himself, the person who is sick himself, can't do what a healthy person could do for someone else. Quite clear from this Gemara that when someone is undergoing challenges, difficulties, or illness, it's someone else who has the special ability to help him get better, b'siyata d'shmaya, more than the person who's suffering himself. The usual understanding of this, and Yosef Aishas explains it in Yaris of Ashkev, but pays drush test, is that the person who's suffering, he himself, midas hadin misucha alav. The midas hadin is upon him. He is not at the moment being viewed with rachamim and shemayim. So ain't filase mi elas kolkasa. So it doesn't help as much as someone else. And Yosef Aishas explains beautifully something regarding Megillas Esther. Balayla hu noded Ashnas HaMelech. There was an episode in which Achashverosh discovered that Mordechai had saved his life, and he showed his gratitude to Mordechai. Now, that's not really necessary for the Purim story, as has been pointed out. It's not necessary. Esther could have just gone to Achashverosh, found favor in his eyes, and the Yeshua could have come. Why did this happen in the events that unfolded in the Megillah? So Yehuda Aishit says the following. He says, as long as Mordechai was included in the decree of Haman and Achashverosh, as long as he too was in danger of being killed, along with the rest of Klal Yisrael, his tefillah would not have helped for Klal Yisrael. He himself would be chavush. He himself would be somebody who is, so to speak, the person who's in trouble, the person who's ill. After the episode of Laila Hu Noded Ashnas HaMelech, and Mordechai was paraded through the street, there's no question that even if, God forbid, the gezeira of destroying the Jewish people would have taken place, Achashverosh would have exempted Mordechai from this. So Mordechai became not part of the Gezerah. And subsequently, he was able to be Pael Yeshua. He was able to do his tefillah to help Christ. Adkan, this is what it says in the Aris Davash. This is his explanation of the Gemara in Brachos Daf Hei. We come now to this week's parasha. We find something that is quite confusing. We have with Yishmael, by Yishmael Ikim Eskala Nar Basher Usham, Kadosh Baruch Hu heard the cries of Yishmael. Yishmael, as Rashi tells us, had fever, he was sick, his mother abandoned him, and Kadosh Baruch Hu had mercy on him. By Yishmael Ikim Eskala Nar Pirish Rashi, that Tfilas Achayim Achayla Mayal Al Atzma Yaisim Tfilas Achayim. Hashem heard the Kaila Nar because the Kaila Nar, the Kaila of the Kaila, helps more than other people's tefillahs. Halay Davaru, that's something that needs an explanation. It's a contradiction to the Gemara of Ein Chavish Mater Asurim Beis Asurim. Seems to be a contradiction to Yana Gemara. Certainly a contradiction to Rabbeinu Sinai's explanation. But it seems to be a contradiction to that Gemara, the Chizkuni, and the Re'im, the Mizrahi, and his Pirish on Rashi are bothered by this. And they say that the Pshan and Ein Chavish Mater Asurim Beis Asurim differently than Rabbeinu Sinai. They say that usually a person who's sick himself can't have kavanah in tefillin. Depends, of course, how much his illness affects his ability to concentrate. And they say that if a person is able to daven properly, is able to call to Hashem, then the chayla is better than anyone else. Mashainke, if he's not able to daven, then he needs someone else. All right, a practical answer, obviously not so satisfying. I'd like to share with you the Maral's approach to this whole thing. The Maral is on the Rashi. I believe it's Perek Chafal, Pasuk Zayin. But it's also in the Nesiv HaChesed. Maral is a Sefer Nesiv HaSailam, extraordinary Sefer. And he has in that, Nesiv HaSailam is a collection of consciousness of a piece on Nesiv HaTorah, Nesiv HaTfilah, and one on Nesiv HaChesed. And there in the beginning of Perek Dalet, he says, if I understand it correctly, the following. When a person is in trouble, when a person, Rachmana Litzlan, is ill, when a person is struggling, there are two ways for a person to get HaKadosh Baruch Hu to sort of beseech heaven for Rachamei Shamayim. And those two ways are as follows. Number one is through tefillah. Out and out davening. Davening itself works. We have a Kabbalah from Moshe Rabbeinu, from Har Sinai, that just asking the Rabbeinu Shalom, tefillah alone, with the proper kavana, is the schus to be saved. So that's one pathway in being saved. There's another one. The other pathway is to tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu that it's, I'm going to lift myself up, I'm picking myself up, I'm in a higher darga, I'm in a higher point. I'm not where I was yesterday. So I had to give a mashal to the Maral. I would give an example of someone who's in jail and needs clemency from the king. So what happens? Somebody wants to get a pardon from King Trump. How does he do it? There are two ways. One is to beg him, to beseech him. The equivalent to that in our mashal is tefillah. The other way is to say to the king, if you let me go, something good will come from it. It's worthwhile. It's worthwhile. That's not tefillah. That's a specific request. Says the Maral, Rashi here is talking about the crying of Yishmael. The cry of a chayla is better, is more powerful than the cry of someone else. And that's what Rashi is telling us. There's another type of crying out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that is to tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu that things will be different, things will be, I will lift myself up, I will raise myself. Now, in theory, I would think a person who's sick could pull himself up, go to a higher madriga. In practice, it's very, very challenging. It has been noted that in the history of our Golos, tshuva movements did not start from times of punishment. Tshuva movement did not follow the Holocaust. The Tshuva movement followed the war in 67, a great Yeshua. That followed. But it's very, very difficult for a person in pain and suffering to actually be able to change himself. There, in Chavish Mater Asamei Beis Asurim, the type of requesting from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which requires lifting a person up, it's very hard when Midas Adin Misucha Lav, when the Midas Adin is on a person. It's very, very hard. Yoev Le Yadei V'Ukme. Somebody else, Rabbi Yechon in this case, could give him his hand and pick him up. He lifted him up. If we know others who are having challenges in life, we could try to lift them up, not by giving them Musar, by Yoev Le Yadei, by including them in things that we do that are uplifting, that are on a madrega. Yoev lo yadei v'yukmei. So beautifully, the morale says, there are two darkas, there are two points. Our Rashi is true. Weeping, crying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of course, it's more min halev when the chayla himself davens. That comes from the heart. Beseeching, which comes from the head, saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'll be different, I'll change, it's kedai, it's kaviyachol worth it for you to help, to let me live. That, somebody needs help. A chayla can't do it himself. Others have to aid him in doing that. So this is a thought on the parasha. It comes from Gedalia Yailam, from the Maral. Let me share with you a second very powerful point from the pasuk. And this is from the Mishnah Eliyahu, Chelak Hei, page 323. The Mishnah Eliyahu says that in this week's parasha, there's a pasuk that we don't take proper note of. When the Malachim said, and Light said, run, we're going to destroy the city will be turned over. It was a joke in the eyes of Light's sons-in-law. Sounds like a pasuk that's easily understood. Said to Mr. Billy, yo, hold on a minute. When were these words said? Moments after the whole city had gathered around Light's home, and the Malachim caused all of the people to suddenly become blind and bewildered and unable to do things. In front of the sons-in-law of Light, they saw this incredible miracle. Incredible miracle. And a minute later, when they say, we're going to destroy the city, it's a joke. It's one thing they say, well, you can make them all blind if you really destroy the city. But to make it a joke out of it, if they see such a miracle. The aside we learn, Vayekam Itzachek Ben Echasanav, is Zokta Mitzvah Leo, is how a person could see even miracles around him and not be moved. A person has the ability to have a resistance to seeing things, what the morale calls seeing it with the Sechel Hayashar, with the proper thing. Everyone around him knows he should see it that way. But people, they don't see it. That's the way it is. HaKadosh Baruch Hu talks to us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us messages. We don't see them. They're things that we attribute to coincidence. And they make no sense to be coincidence. So the Mishnah Leo is a tremendous lesson. He refers you back to page 289 in the same volume, where he points out that the Ketz HaGeula, the word Ketz is used for a time of redemption, is the same word as waking up. You want to see the redemption coming, it could be in front of you. You just need to reach out to your Yeshua. But if you're sleeping, if you don't see HaKadosh Baruch Hu's messages, you could lose them. Incredible pasuk. Incredible. And so, with these two thoughts, I wish everybody an absolutely wonderful Shabbos, a meaningful Shabbos, a Shabbos of Yeshua's for all of Klal Yisrael.